For a few weeks there, it seemed like the cool, dreary, rainy weather was never going to go away. Lovers of snap peas and snow peas were digging it. These cold weather vegetables thrive in that kind of climate. They tend to wilt in hot weather, and with the forecast calling for temperatures in the upper 80s this Memorial Day Monday, this may truly be a last chance opportunity to enjoy a delicacy of spring, the tender shoots of the pea plant. Frank Moischka grows peas in a community garden by the ocean in Fort Tilden, Queens, and he's here to talk about pea shoots for today's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
I'm calling them pea shoots, but I've also seen them referred to as pea greens and pea sprouts. Can you explain the difference?
Pea sprouts are definitively, in my mind, peas that have just sprouted. Maybe they're a few inches tall, 3 or 4 inches tall, a few sets of leaves. They're young, sprouted pea seeds. Pea greens or pea shoots, I'm trying to convert to calling them greens because it just seems to make more sense, are mature plant leaves, tendrils, flowers, not the main stem. You wouldn't want to eat that because then you'd lose the production of more leaves and tendrils and flowers. But it's the side shoots, so therefore the word shoots.
People aren't the only critters enjoying pea shoots right now. Here's Kathy Irway, who grows her plants on the roof of Six Point Brewery.
Our chickens actually really love the pea shoots, too. They like anything really tender and sweet, like clover. So they actually fight over them, too. If you ever want to see a good girl fight, you just throw a handful of pea shoots into a chicken coop.
Do you have any chickens in your Fort Tilden community garden?
No, we don't. We have lots of other birds, though.
So you're near the beach. Interesting plot of land, I would imagine, for a community garden. How'd you find this? You live in Kensington, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. but you go all the way out to Queens to do your community gardening.
I took the bus, or a series of buses, I should say, from my neighborhood just to explore Fort Tilden, which is an old missile base from the Cold War era. And I was walking around, and I was crossing soccer fields, and there was this closed-in, fenced-in acre full of derelict community garden plots, and it said Fort Tilden Community Garden on the side, and it had a contact phone number, which didn't net me anything.
Right.
but there it was. And it planted the seed of the notion that I would be willing to travel this far to grow vegetables. And we're growing more than just peas. Broccoli is big right now. Garlic. Big. We're waiting for garlic scapes, the flowering stalk, to cut those off and eat those, much like you might a pea green. And so we're really busy. Tomato planting coming next week.
It's warm enough to do that.
Most of my neighbors have already planted their tomatoes. I'm waiting because I'm growing peas where I want to put my tomatoes.
So it's a real testimony to the draw of gardening that you make such a trip to do what you do.
I've been gardening for a long time, and it's hard. It's not something that you shed easily. You know, you find a way, and the city's a great place to garden. It's an incredible climate. You know, we really have short winters, and you can grow almost all year round.
Frank Moischka is a painter who tends a community garden plot in the Gateway National Recreation Area in Queens. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
To get Frank's recipe for pasta with wild garlic, woodsy mushrooms, and pea greens, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.